Take your position. And turn this down. Turn it off. Everybody, this is Michael Anthony Johnson, and we are live on Centertainment TV, Centertainment Radio, and we are live now on the air on our incredible Blog Talk Radio, Centertainment Radio show, and it's the Urban Core that's going to be taking over the airwaves in just a few minutes. We're going to have the incredible, anointed, incredibly anointed, is that, can I say that? Sharon Thicklin, and also we have Tamika. She's on her way, about to come in, and also we're going to have somebody calling in by the name of Michelle Brooks-Thompson. Now, you know you've heard of Michelle. Michelle Brooks-Thompson, she was on The Voice, and now she didn't win, but she went on to win some other things in her life. Like she was won at the Apollo at one of the winnings of about $20,000. She's been singing the national anthem for the Boston Celtics and also some other areas. But we're going to get right into some things right now, and if somebody's calling me right now, and I can't answer your phone because it is 7 o'clock and I'm on the air, so I do apologize. And I'm going to send you a note right here. So I'm just telling you right now, I can't take your calls because I'm on the air. And anybody that's calling in, you can't call my phone because I use my phone for the airwaves. Can't take your call. I'm putting it in here like this. Can't take call. I'm not telling who they are on the air. That's Sharon calling me. No, anyway, we are live on the air right now, and we're so excited. I'm going to play some music real quick. To get you going, I'm going to play one of the artists that we are going to be interviewing in just a little bit from the CHH-GHH cruise that just came back last week. Let me pull somebody up for you, and we're going to get this going just like this. I see there's MC Nice. Well, lift me up. Let's get started with that. Everybody else, you can call in later in the show if you want to ask some questions at 657-383-0437 if you're listening live. On our Centertainment Network in the Urban Core, you can call us as well. If you want to hear yourself on the air, just turn your volume down, and you're going to have some feedback, and you're going to give us some feedback. So the phone number is 657-383-0437. Michael J. on the mic. Here you go. Let's hear some MC Nice. Flip me up.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today on bended knees, asking you to lift us up.
Lift me up.
Yeah.
To the door, the center to the floor, please, Lord, lift me up. Even though I'm in the cave, my hands are raised and I'm giving you praise.
Satan tries to relate, he's an odd man talking. I paint pictures with scriptures with a mixture that it hit the bitter. A transmitter for the gospel with that holy litter. Rah, show a race up when the preacher's speaking. Breaching your core with a holy water to give you healing. I never metaphor, times four, couldn't metaphor a score in my life to give you insight of my better or worse. My spiritual verses are miracles mixed with lyrical church combined with the spiritual verse. Get it? When God lit it, I outfitted my spirit and faith. Then outspitted my testimony to those who relate. I face demons who stay gleaming, that stay scheming your values with a fortitude you never break even. My Christ life ignites under them bright lights despite the fight of the flesh, but I'll be alright. I fought through the scars, constantly staring down the barrel, dodging the arrows. My faith is unwavering, it's all in the marrow, narrow lead. Escaping these holes that are gaping with blows to erase my soul. My God talk laced with scrolls. The fake won't hesitate to break your glow. Compromise your faith, it's just the way it goes. But my God, our God, we are worthy. Yes, Lord, you are my rock. Amen. And I'm gonna keep on serving till you open them up.
Open them up,
my Savior. Refuge in you, no way will I ever let the enemy shake up my faith. I believe,
lift me up from the floor of the heart.
AKA. Got the galaxy in my pocket, fresh kicks off top, fast track to make it rockin'. I'ma never ever stop. The haters talk, but yo, I love them. Free promotion and props. So the next time I record drops, I know the market is hot. Ha, I write for life and I'ma die this way. I write for every single one of us survivors, man. Every single person ever struggled just to stack their bread. Even in the face of dread, they hustle hard to get up ahead. Yeah, y'all the people that I look to the most. Because even when you fail, you never gave up hope. You never blame it on God, but rather gave him the glory. Because he's the reason why we get to tell our story. But listen, it gets better, he don't ever quit blessing. But yo, we gotta pay attention, learn a lesson. Affect only deluges, it's so rebellious. Never care about nobody else. They hunt you down and suck your energy out. Huh, I'm never losing, keep the focus, no joking. I choose to live my life instead of wandering hopeless. Word up, I push the pencil, try to keep my past. I keep it moving, never lacking, cause I move too fast. Yo,
it's always a server lurking, so gotta stay cautious. The devil working, that's a start of my guard and boss it. It's always a server lurking, so gotta stay cautious. The devil working, that's a start of my guard and boss it.
There's never nothing you can do on tape.
Against the wall, I kicked and punched and out I crawled. But I don't remember swinging, maybe that was God. I'm always trying to overthink, yo, ayo, this ain't logic. Now turn it over my will, yo, that's a daily project. My conscience contact with God, they got a big constant. Cause there's always a servant lurking, so gotta stay cautious. The devil working, that's assertive, but my guard the boss, yeah. What you searching for is urgent, did you find out what that cross means? On my neck, not just so that cross leans. He's on the office, so now eternal life is what he's offering to everyone's offering. I'm grateful, so I'm cutting off things and separate me from the king. Even if that means separation from my team. Pick the day on whom you serve, this world has only got what I need. Those are the little bit that Satan and that evil seems to breed. Next thing, in a bad situation and the devil flees the scene. Now ain't that sweet? Now who do you cling to? Lean to bring you through all the time you need to see through. Cause so many deceitful, that's why I seek you. I said Jesus be a fence and the devil trying to peek through. Have a hard exterior, but my God, he can see through. Bring it to the altar and be free, that's what you need to do.
There's always a serpent lurking, so gotta stay cautious. The devil working, that's what's certain, but my God, the boss it. There's always a serpent lurking, so gotta stay cautious. The devil working, that's what's certain, but my God, the boss it.
There's never nothing you can do unsafe. There's never anything that you can do to earn your money. You gotta focus, gotta grind, gotta keep that faith. Keep the one to write the story, you can flip that page.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Anthony Johnson and
Certification. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. And you know, we got somebody special lined up. We were talking about her most of the time, and we have people that's calling in. We'll get to everybody else that's calling in that's going to be interviewed on the show. But we've got Michelle Brooks Thompson right here on the mic. How you doing, Michelle?
I am good. Hello, everyone.
Oh, doing really, really good. Doing really, really good. I'm so excited to have you on the air. And, you know, to talk about what's been going on, you just were at the Apollo, weren't you, about a couple of nights ago? When was this? When
yes,
was the Apollo?
Yes, a couple of nights ago, yeah.
And tell us what was going on. What were you doing there at the Apollo?
I was actually doing a show collaboration with another inspirational artist who many know. His name is Mike Young. He went viral back 2017 from a video of him singing in the subway. And he went on to go on, like, the Jimmy Kimmel show. He was a finalist on America's Got Talent, all from that video. And it was really a great experience because he gave his testimony. And he talked about how God blessed him overnight. From,
wow.
You know, him singing. And, you know, he was in a room full of people and it didn't matter, but he still gave glory back to God for everything that has happened since that video was released. And he talked about how he was just there singing and a gentleman walked up to him and said, could he film him? And the next day the video went viral.
Wow. I know this is about you. Like you like to talk about a lot of the people. Let's see, what were you doing there?
I was there singing, and I had been asked to come there and do a show with him. And so I packed up myself and my band, and we went down to New York and performed, and the people loved it.
Tell me what you sung. I know you sung one of my favorite songs, didn't you?
I actually did some covers of some female artists that I enjoy, and of course, you know, I had to go back and do the Apollo song that gave me my winning title. So, and, you know, which was the Whitney Houston "I Have Nothing."
Oh my goodness! If you anybody have not seen her do that, you guys got to go to the YouTube. And what do they put in that just to see that performance? Is it on YouTube right now?
Yes, it is on YouTube. It's under the Apollo, Michelle Brooks Thompson.
Wow, wow. You've been given a lot of platforms lately, especially with a lot of the NFL. In the NFL, I know the Boston Celtics really keeps calling you. And tell us what that's like with you and how you've been enjoying that notoriety.
Oh, my gosh. I have been really blessed with so many platforms. And it's funny because we often see how we think God should give us certain platforms. And his plan is not always our plan. And, you know, for me, you know, the biggest thing was about 3 months ago when I sung for the World Series. You know, that in itself was an amazing experience. And so every time I'm called to sing at these games, I count it an honor. Just because I know there's so many other people that they could call on, but it seems that I've become such a favorite, is, you know, amazing. When I walk into the stadium and, you know, the workers are like, oh, they have you tonight? Oh, that's amazing. We're going to win, you know? It's just, it's like my reputation precedes me, so it's a blessing.
Wow. Now, you also get chosen for to sing at the Apollo, some of Aretha Franklin. We know when she passed, you were asked to do some of her songs there. Tell us about that experience. That'd be something powerful.
Man, that was powerful because they actually called me about an hour after the news had broke that she passed away. And she was a legend there at the Apollo. And so I picked up the phone and the producer from the Apollo was stating, you know, Aretha had passed away and they were doing a tribute to honor her. And could I come and be that artist to deliver a tribute performance? And
wow,
I was like, wow, like you could have called anyone. And so I went down there and they had such a beautiful memorial for her. You know, I sung two of her greatest songs, Natural Woman and Amazing Grace. And it was just so overwhelming and such a beautiful experience for me.
And tell me what's next for you. We're wrapping up a little bit. We got about 25 different artists going to be calling, but you're right at the top. We want to make sure we get you on here. And I'll play your song sometime between now and then, but we have to get you back on for at some point. But tell us, where can they find that performance and what you're going to be doing next?
Yeah, that performance is also on YouTube. I've got some, actually, ironically, I'm doing another Aretha Franklin tribute this weekend for the Brianna Fund in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is a long-going gospel concert that has helped raise money for children with disabilities. And so they're doing part of their concert as a tribute to Aretha, and I was called upon to do that. And I'll actually be singing for the Celtics next weekend. So people can look out for a video for that. And we're getting ready to go back into the studio and actually release some recordings of the national anthem and some other, other songs. So we're excited.
Wow. And we're how can people stay in touch with you, share with them where your social media is, your Facebook platform, Instagram, and everything like that before we go?
Absolutely. I'd love for people to stay in contact with me and reach out to Michelle Brooks Thompson on Facebook, as well as my Twitter, which is MB Thompson Sings, and also the same for Instagram. Yep.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Well, we appreciate you. We're going to have you back for sure to be on our platform for a longer time, but I just wanted to have you at the top of our broadcast. You know, this is my first broadcast at the top of the year. I've been off the air for about 2 months. Just trying to set some new studios, and I wanted you to be at the top of the hour.
This is great. So thank you so much, Michael.
Wait, before you go, I've got to have you share. You've had an opportunity to sign millions of dollar contract, and tell us why you won't do that just for any contract.
Man, you know, it's because I cannot sell out to the purpose and plan that God has for me. And that's as simple as it is and as amazing as the opportunities appear to be. I always have to remind myself that God will take care of me. And for everything that I turn down to stay committed to Him, He will bless me 100-fold, and He's been doing that.
Amen, and I believe that's going to happen. You know, I've been rooting for you since I met you, and since I've heard your incredible voice. You got some of the Aretha stuff, you got some of the Whitney, but you got your own flavor, and I think that's for you. You know that.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I'm not going to keep you long and let you get back to your fam, but I just want to say thank you for bringing some joy to the radio network here, and we love you, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you so much. Love you, too. Have a great night.
You, too. Everybody that's listening, we'll be right back. We're going to play Psalm 34 from Crystal from the incredible GHH. Tell us about that crew before you play the song and what she's about.
Well, basically, our WMS group did their very first Christian hip-hop and gospel hip-hop cruise ever. We made history. So we have at least about 21 artists that came on, showed, you know, their love, gave us, you know, their admiration, showed us the gifts, the talents, and everything. And so it's me, Certification in the Building, helping you out, trying to, you know, play everybody's music.
Yes, what's up?
And then also, you know, we have the wonderful, the stylish DJ in the building as well. So, you know, we're here representing the CHH, GHH, and our WMS group together as a whole. So. You want to listen to Crystal?
Well, yeah, but let me tell everybody what's coming up. We got Esther Davis here. We're going to get her on the mic after Crystal sings Psalm 34, introduce her new song.
Yeah.
And we'll be back live with Esther Davis. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
All right, I want you to come worship with me. Go ahead and turn to Psalms, the 34th chapter, because that's the name of this song, Psalm 34. All right? Open your Bible. You can follow me.
are back, and I just promised you we're going to talk to Esther Davis. She's on the mic right there, and we're going to talk to her about her show that's coming up this Friday and what her special guest is, and also some different things that she's going to be doing throughout this month and throughout the rest of the year on her show. All right, get on the mic right there, Esther.
Well,
you are live.
Okay, I am live. Hey, how's everybody doing? Esther Davis here. You know what? We've got some entertaining things for you tonight. I want to know what you're feeling about a couple of issues that's going on in our country today. So get somebody else on the phone, see what their thoughts are. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, right after the election, we had a major discussion about how much did the election cost. So a lot of you called in to tell us what you thought about the election, how much it cost too much money. But now we've got a different kind of situation. I want to know how you feel about the government shutdown. Are you suffering from the government shutdown?
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to last?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it happen in the first place? I've got to hear from you because you're the people that we call the government. Not the people in Washington. We are the people that run the government.
That's right.
And I got my own
question
here.
Oh,
we're
right here.
I got my own amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, the other thing we're going to talk about, remember back in 2008, 2009, when Obama took office, we had what we call a housing shutdown, and we had about 43 Americans that lost their homes. Well, guess what? We did a show on all of that about that time when we were going through it, but it's happening again. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a couple on the show, and they were dismissed, and they're having very, very, very same thing. So Michael was telling me about how many people actually tuned in to the show, because we want you to know that if you go and buy a home, number one, you're supposed to have all of the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot trust the paperwork to the Internet. Some of the things that we're living with today are not ever going out of style. Of course, we have a lot of tools. We have a lot of handy things to use. But one of the things that happened with the Smiths was that their home and the second mortgage, now they took out the first mortgage, and then they decided, I want a new kitchen, I want this, and they take out a second mortgage. Second mortgage, they got no paperwork on that mortgage. So now the mortgage company that originally signed them up, the house has been transferred 3 or 4 times, and they are completely in the dark. Now they're being asked to move from their home. So that tells me that a lot of the things that were going on 8 to 10 years ago is already back again. We got to solve some of these everyday mundane problems. We need to educate people on what to do in a closing of your home.
Mm-hmm.
The average home now is going to run you $300,000 to $400,000. You're not going to be happy with anything. You need to buy a home for all of those other reasons, for all of the dumb reasons, and all of the beneficial reasons that people buy homes. So we want you to be smart about it. So we want to talk about any problems that you may be having with your mortgage company. I do want to ask you to do something. This is very, very, very important. If you have recently closed on a home, I need you to know where the paperwork is,
mm-hmm.
all of the paperwork, because I want you to listen to the show. The show was about an hour long,
mm-hmm.
if I remember correctly.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
About an hour and 9 minutes. Tomorrow.
And they were telling us that, again, the mortgage company never sent them the paperwork. So now that mortgage company has the right to transfer and transfer and transfer. There are some really unauthorized fraudulent activities that are happening still with homes. But right now, give me a call. Give me a call and tell me about this breakdown, the government shutdown. Is it a ploy? Is it a political movement? Tell me what you think it is. Because all of the comments are really, really important. I want to also caution you about the things that you hear on the news. Go and look it up for yourself. Do your own research. You know, that's the most important thing you do for yourself, especially since you're walking around with a computer all day long. So let's get rid of some of this stuff. This is a brand new year, brand new opportunities, brand new insights. Look on your computer and Google the information when you want answers to your questions.
Now tell everybody where they can listen to your show. Of course, they can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio, and also they can listen to it on CFN Network and on Facebook Live.
And on Facebook Live.
Yep.
Facebook Live is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I was not that tuned into it until Michael just started. These numbers start popping up. And if you go into Facebook Live right now and look for Esther Davis, because mm-hmm. we've done a cooking show.
Yes.
An absolutely divine cooking show. We cook, we made three entrees with Toledo Foods, and that is a tremendous video. What happened in 2019 should not what happened to you in 2018. So one of the things we talked about on the cooking video was the fact that we want you to eat better. And we're going to get into that long term at some point. Don't know when I can get Steve Creer, if you're listening to me, I need you to get on my show as soon as possible.
Oh.
Because Steve talks about, are you winding me down?
Yeah,
winding
you down. We got about 30, what, 14 people about to come on live.
Yeah,
you're about to come on live.
Okay. Right. This is Esther Davis. I'm on Friday night. Go into Facebook Live and say hello to me. I'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back, just like Esther said.
Let Jesus take control. Christian can't turn up. All the glory, all the praise to Jesus. I think I need a little calibration. $100 pockets, billionaire relation. When I say praise, you say praise him. Praise,
praise him.
Praise,
praise him.
When I say praise, you say praise him.
Praise,
praise him. Sensation, turn water into wine, innovation. My father has many, many mansions, build a new heaven, expansion. I think I need a little calibration, big money dreams, be an elation. I'm moving on, streets are paved with gold. I'm tapping high,
I'ma let Jesus take control.
I think I need a little calibration.
I'ma let Jesus take control.
I think I need a little calibration.
I'ma let Jesus take control.
I think I need a little calibration.
I'ma let Jesus take control.
I think I need a little calibration.
I'ma let
Alexander. We heard Psalm 34 by Crystal. And we're just basically, you know, just rolling in and trying to get everybody in. But I think I'm about to chop it up with Made Sacred real quick. Is that okay?
Why don't you do that?
Okay. All right. Well, Made Sacred, are you on the line?
Yeah, girl. I'm here with
How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed by the best and working hard every single day to prove it. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I am coming back to you because, you know, we played your song earlier. So we just wanted to make sure that, you know, we have a little touch and get a little taste of who you are. You know, it was exciting for you to be a part of the Christian hip-hop and the gospel hip-hop crew. That was simply amazing. Tell the people about your experience that you experienced this past week.
Oh, man, it was by far the most lightning thing I've ever experienced in music. I've been doing hip-hop for close to 20 years now and been doing Christian hip-hop since 2012 now and dropped three albums and done all these shows and all that kind of stuff, and I have never, ever felt the presence of God the way I did on that boat. And I was just telling my boys that I get it. I see why Jesus would have brought his boys out on the water so much.
Wow.
I get it, because there's spiritual stuff attached to that water.
Yes, it is. It surely is. It surely is.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm so glad you had the opportunity to, you know, embrace and get to come out to share your gift and your talents with, you know, the Carnival Cruise Line. That's something that, you know, nobody has ever done before, actually be on the Carnival Cruise, performing live in front of the people, telling them about who you are and all of that good stuff. So hopefully you'll be joining us for the next cruise. Is that right?
Oh, girl, listen, I told VZ, I told Mr. Washington he couldn't keep me off the next cruise if he wanted to. I will be there. Especially, I think I kind of have to be, considering that I'm going to have a song with Leroy Butler, Bree Smiles, Jarrell Gordon, Jay Whitman. I'm trying to hit the whole squad. Because everybody there was just so lit and so fire. Yourself included, Sugar.
Right. Talk about it because she's not going to say anything about it. She's going to be modest. She can sing. Yes, she can sing, brother. She can actually, I was impressed at the end of the show. She came on after everybody else did, and she, I got some bad news this morning, and I was like, yo, she's cool. What?
It was incredible.
That is funny.
Bring
them
up.
What?
Bring Kansas City up in here. Bring it off.
Shut up and pray for me. That's all I need. You know, that's all. I just, you know, I'm told people shut up, pray for me. You know, you don't need to
talk too much. They need to pray, right?
That's just the bottom line. Shut up.
And somebody else is still getting here on the mic. You got Tamika. How you doing?
Tamika in the building.
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
We've got some incredible artists here. See, the GHH Cruise, they just came back last week. Is that right?
Yes. It was actually this past Thursday we got back. So we've been, we got back for a week. We've been here for a week now.
Cool. And you know what? We're just so glad to have everybody on. We got everybody lined up. We're going to play, we've already played some music. We just want to get you on the phone so we can talk to you and talk about what you experienced. Because, you know, when you go on a cruise, it's a moment. I just go out there on the deck and just sit out there and look at the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And I'm like, look at God's creation right there. And then when you get on the Bahamas, on that island, and you get out there where the people are, it's something else that happens. I don't want everybody to tell what impacted you when you were out there on the water, or when you're on, what's the greatest impact? Can I ask that question? Whether it's on the water or on the island? Go ahead.
I believe it was on the water. It was basically we were all out there together. We're striving for the same goal, and that is to share God's love, to give the people exactly what we were told and taught to do, is just love on each other and love on others. So us actually, getting to meet each other for the very first time and being able to see, who we are directly face-to-face via, take away the internet, take away, your texting and all that other stuff.
That's
but
you
see face-to-face,
yep.
Right? Yeah, we can understand, who everybody is and, what their gifts and calls.
Could you just talk about we were able to text or get on the phone?
That's the best part.
Disconnect.
Exactly. and it don't bother you.
Don't bother you at all.
Well, I mean, some of my customers are kind of upset that I came back, can't work, as quickly as they want me to, but it's okay.
You want to be quiet? You can tell them. Have you been on a cruise?
I say it.
Yes. Give us a little chance.
You've been on three cruises?
Three cruises.
What's the best part for the cruise for you?
The best part of the cruise for me. Okay, the best part was just being away from everything.
Yep,
that's it.
I didn't want to do it.
Yep.
I didn't want to get dressed. I didn't want to comb my hair.
Yep.
I didn't want to go on a tour, on a ship.
Yep. Just
wait a minute. Did the Don Diva of everyone said she didn't want to comb her hair?
You got a new name. What's the name?
The Don Diva.
The Don Diva.
Princess Cruise.
A cruise is the absolute ultimate.
Ultimate.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate.
talking about them burgers, but the only thing you and Mikey keep talking about is
he talking about the burgers too.
The burger shines my soul.
Y'all ain't getting into the pizza? Remember at the 1 o'clock in the morning nobody's there?
Person thought we had met each other for the first time.
Jesus.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's near the end of the cruise where you get a lot of stuff like that. And what I saw from the videos is, from the stage, the responses of the audience, that does something for me when you see you're going into an international show and you're doing something on their native land, and you're doing something that draws attention.
Mm-hmm. And everybody actually got involved. Yeah. They were participating. They were enjoying themselves.
Right. You know what?
What's that?
I want to show you why we got so hyped.
Oh, here we go.
I want to show you why we got so hyped. So, Jarrell, what I will be doing is I'm going to drop the track, dog. Okay?
Now, we got to do just probably about, you want to do the whole song, or you want to do about half and then get to the next? It's up to you.
We're going
to
do this whole song.
Okay. Do it.
You ready?
Do it.
Ready? Hobble, your man, Hobble.
Bop,
Jarrell Golden. Here we go.
Everybody stay tuned.
I'm in. Yeah. Look, humble young man, humble. Yeah. Ha. Woo. I say.
I was in the war,
still up in the war, fighting for the Lord,
fighting for the Lord,
back against the wall, picking up my fall,
all up in the dark,
looking through the fog,
seeing
me, I've been fighting me the whole time, no, swinging both eyes closed, killing myself, dying slow, boy, you telling, I know, pride big, got a zip code, mouth slick, I got my lips swole, 100,000, I never seen that, but I walk rich while being broke, head up with my chest out and my chin up, nothing meek about me, hard time for a hard head, I bought on myself, come to think about it, my biggest battle with the enemy was the inner me, I've been fighting hard for like 10 years full of energy, my stamina is on damage. In my 16s, it's like Mike Tyson and Ali. I'm just saying, humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
You might not can tell it while looking at me, but I stay on the edge. Temptation and lust and this pride is like me got me shaking my head. And my own self, just when I be thinking those feelings are dead. Here we go up in my face, me against me, uppercut right hook and stand. I am on a mission, when you see sweat, just know that I am working. And if you see blood, I may be hurt, but with pain comes a purpose. I will not quit, I say I will not quit because I am too focused. I'm working on me. Look, you ain't noticed, look on me. I could have been on that block. I could have been with the work, could have been with that clock. Flipping and pitching that rock. Poisoning people, yeah, poisoning people for guap. No, that never been me. I want about that life, so I messed up every single day. And I still do. God give me strength like, whoa. Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble,
dad. Humble young man, humble.
Uh-huh. Humble young man,
uh-huh.
Humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
Humble young man, humble, dad.
Humble young man, humble.
All right, everybody, we are back on the mic, and I'm sitting here with my sisters, Tamika and Sheriff.
Hello! Clarification! Well, you better run my name like this! Hold up, thumb mouth!
Tamika, you want to get some of that?
Clarification! See? Me and Tamika in here taking over Michael J's his radio show.
You see my face right here? You hear this?
Okay, let me tell you something. We got Son of Faith on the line.
Son of Faith.
For some reason, mm-hmm. We don't have his song because Michael didn't download it.
No, wait a minute.
So,
y'all heard what we were talking about. Oh, he didn't send the song for me to download it. I downloaded every track.
And it's okay because I'm still in cruise mode.
Thank you.
So we forgive her because she's still in cruise mode.
That's okay. But anyway,
it's just cruise mode.
Okay.
It's just all about the cruise.
Okay, but we have
the. Have you ever had somebody just not give you something and they tell you they gave it to you? I'm just asking.
I got proof.
I'm smart. I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
No, look.
Lord,
I got
Jesus.
Proof.
Well, you know what? I want to do it.
Did you sing it? No, we got
no.
To sing it.
No. Yes, can you spit some fire real
fire
quick?
For it. Come on, please.
Which one? Too loud?
Too loud, yes.
Yeah.
Too loud.
Yo, I'm emailing it to Sharon right now.
You know what?
I would do that too.
Can I play it on my phone?
Yeah.
Can I play it on my phone?
It won't be live, but you can play it.
Okay,
hold on.
Come on,
let me say. I wouldn't do it either. Because it's
going to
sound funny.
Oh, well. So that means I have to interview you first on my first show coming up.
How you going to interview him first when mine is a week?
No, I said him first on my first show.
Okay, so he's still going to be first on my show next
but
week.
But can we hear him sit?
Yeah, but you can
sit.
There we go.
Give him 16. Shut him down.
He also ready.
Shut him down, son of a face.
13 bars is good.
Just 13 bars.
13 bars.
13. What you got?
Yeah. Y'all ready?
Bars.
Y'all got this?
Yep.
Yeah, we ready.
Check this out, y'all. Yo, here we go. Yo, hands up. Hands up. Everybody in the building, stand up. Make a sound that's way too loud for the one that made the dead stand up. Got me feeling like, man, what? Going hard like and one. Yeah, in the boardroom, and I'm still courageous. The fire's first, man. The God I serve is awesome. All man, they say I'm way too loud, way too bold. Y'all, I'm proud to say you're loud. Jesus Christ, save my soul. Yo, man, I'm about to lose control. Matter of fact, I've lost it. Well, I'm going on live for the Christ, so loud that I got head bombing agnostic. So, the redeemed of the Lord, I'm talking about the ghost like a man. I'm going to tell you, 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 I'm going to
tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm ASAP, like, yabba dabba do, 1, 2, 3, don't you know? Man, you went in.
Yo, man.
I got the little boot dance.
And she kicking her boot up like,
Hey, just wait, Hey, yo. Just wait till you hear the track, though. Just wait till you hear the track.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, you hear that track, girl, you gonna kick that boot off and get the boot. But anyway, son of a baby, tell them where they can find you,
where they can find the music. Don't you have to ask them about the
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What was the most impactful moment for you on the cruise?
Wow. There's so many to choose from. Because there were a lot of them. I think the most impactful part for me was just the being amongst the sons and the daughters of the Most High God and us doing our thing in Nassau, Bahamas, man. I mean, just right there, we was at that fish market, man, and it was so good. There was a dude who came up to me testimony-wise, man, just said that, hey, listen, I was hearing your song, I heard you speak, and I'm going to just tell you something, man. It just changed my life. My life just got completely changed from what you said, putting the enemy on the run.
Yep.
Let me tell y'all something, man. That's what it's about. These lives changing, folk getting closer to the Lord Most High, Jesus the Christ. We represent them all day. I love it.
You know what? That's what people need right now, especially in the United States where we have that government shutdown. Mm-hmm. They need to know that, you know, he's right there on the throne, that, you know, that God's going to be there. You can just talk about
that's
it.
Right. Coming in, man. Wow, brother.
Yeah,
how
was your
whole experience, the whole experience from getting on the boat to the party?
different barking.
Wow.
Because we have a lot of racism over here. What we have in the United States, people look at you a certain way, and you know what that look is.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah, man. Real talk. I didn't feel any of that at all. It was just, everybody was loving, was welcoming, man, and expecting. I think the word is expecting. You know, I felt like, you know, us getting out there and finally being able to really do our thing. You know, folk were really expecting to be touched, and I think they got a lot more than what they was looking for. And you're right. Our culture is kind of crazy when it comes to that separation and that discrimination. But yo, the Bahamas, man, these dogs, yeah, man, yo, chilling, yo, we chilling, yo, hey, we love you, man, yo, you need a ride, yo, you was on the eat, man, come to these restaurants. Yeah, I mean, it was all love, all love.
But you know what, y'all did it with Christ with y'all all the way.
Mm-hmm.
When you take Christ there's no way you can fail. The only thing you can do is drop. So, you know, that's the way it looks. Let me ask you this question. At the end of the day, what would you tell other young artists, young men and young ladies that are interested in the Holy Hip Hop Rap Game? What would you tell them about coming in as an artist?
Good question.
Coming in to the crews?
Coming in as an artist in the business.
A new beginner.
In the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is the one thing that I would tell them. I want everybody to listen to me closely. This is what I would say. Find the one thing that you are the most frustrated about in terms of the culture and in terms of the industry, in terms of this world that we live in. When you find it, that's a great indication. It's a great thing to do because that is the issue. That's the problem that you're here to solve. I feel like us as artists, us coming into this industry, God has given us talents and abilities, okay? But more so importantly, he wants to pour out his anointing through us so that it can be poured out on everyone that we come across. And the thing is that the very thing that frustrates you the most, I believe that God has already given you the anointing and the calling to go forth and solve that very issue under his name and under his will and under what he will do through you. So there it is.
Now I do have one more question. Did you get a Guy Fieri burger?
Did I eat a burger?
Did you eat a Guy Fieri burger?
No, I ate like three or four of them.
Three or four.
All right. Oh my God. I want one right now. I'm back on the boat right now. I'll see y'all later. Peace.
Burgers on the boat.
Okay. Well. This ain't kind of talking back to us.
I don't know what happened.
I think that's like
$44
for that card.
$44. All right, let's line up. BZ is on the line, and we're gonna bring BZ on just to show just what's been going on.
Hello, Mr. VZ. Are you on the line?
I'm always on the line.
Uh-oh. So we haven't had nothing much. We've had a couple of artists call in and talk about the CHH and GHH crews. And basically, you know, we want to get the information directly from the head man in charge. So what happened on the cruise? Tell the people exactly what you experienced while you were there.
I can't hear nothing. Now I can hear you. What did you just say?
I said, what exactly did you experience on the cruise?
Oh, I experienced nothing. No, I'm just kidding. I experienced everything. I mean, the love, the fellowship, the communication, just the body of the CHH and the gospel hip-hop artists. It was amazing to me, man. This was something that is still blowing my mind. The love that we're getting, the love that was shared, the love that's being shared, you know, everything. I'm just, like, overwhelmed.
That's wonderful.
We saw your video, just as at least I did.
Got it. Baby,
it was
amazing.
It was
amazing. You know, just being able to be, you know, in the presence of greatness, which you all are. That was a part of the cruise. Everyone that wasn't there missed it. You need to get on the next one. We're planning it already. You need to get on it because there was things that was discussed and things that we talked about and spoke about that could change your life. And the main thing is changing your life and being able to show you how to be able to provide for your family and also a way of expanding and exploring your musical background and pushing your music out more. So that was one of the reasons why God gave it to me to do it. And, you know, so I believe, you know, Son of Faith and, you know, everybody, you know, Jackpot, Brittany, just everybody, you know, it's so many to name. I can name all of them because I got the list. But just all you guys, I really appreciate you guys for helping present God's word and God's message to the masses. And it was amazing, and just the response and the stuff that's going on. It was dope. I'm really speechless. I really don't have no words.
Now, you know, I got to ask you the question. Now, they've got a chance to ask a lot of different artists. I'm going to ask you, for one of the directors of this, what was the most impactful for you, the moment that was impactful for you that you'll never forget and you can't wait to get to the next one?
Well, to be honest, from the point of us getting on the ship in the first event all the way until the end when we did the beach and when we did the live concert in front of the boat or the ship, the whole entire thing, the fellowship, I mean, you guys just don't know how dope it was to see people from across the United States, from California, from Alabama, Atlanta, from the Bahamas, from Texas, from Kansas City. I mean, from everywhere, we had somebody representing probably almost the 50 states in Georgia. You know, it was everybody was there. It was amazing. And to see that and all of them came together. And there's one thing that I can say. I knew I was going to have problems out of the artist. I was like, okay, I'm ready for this. I did not have one problem out of any artist on the boat. They came Jesus safe.
Not one.
And not one argument, one thing, not one saying, one person saying, I should have went first or I'm better than them or anything. Everybody took their place, and where they were supposed to be, they stayed in where they were supposed to be. If you was number 17 out of all the ones that we had, you was number 17. They didn't come and say, why is he going before me? We didn't have none of that. Everybody stayed until they performed. Everybody stayed where they were. Nobody was trying to leave. Nobody was like, I'm going to do this. We wasn't running around looking for nobody, you know, and trying to make sure they on schedule. It was one of the smoothest events that I ever seen. Even Carnival, just with the backlash from them, they pretty much, right before we left, what's up? She came to me and said the report that she got from the Christian hip-hop group, she said, was amazing. She said everyone was speaking about the hip-hop group. And so she went back and called in to Carnival and spoke to Carnival, and Carnival is talking to us on some other business that I can't get into. But it was so dope that just the report, she said, I want y'all to come back. Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. You can request me. I want to be on y'all ship. You know, so it was crazy. So all the moments, the memories, everything was through the whole entire thing. I can't just say one. It was the brotherhood, the sisterhood. It was everything, all that in one. So it was a big reunion that has never been a reunion that became a reunion in Christ.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question. This is Esther Davis. I'm just sitting here enjoying what you guys are talking about. Since you were the organizer of the group, do you think the reason everyone got along because they were out of their environment, or do you think people need to be exposed more to what the world is all about?
Well, I don't think that people were was happy to be out their environment. I think that what happened was the love of God that they have and their relationship that they had with God was the reason. And I can tell you that now, because there was different ethics, backgrounds,
everything, but they all just gel together. So when the Spirit of God is behind something and with something, everything gels together. You can't mix water and oil together. Huh?
And you're on one accord.
It was past one accord. I think we all was breathing the same air from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling you, it was like, you can't really explain how it was. It was so different. It was peaceful. It was.
Yeah.
Listen,
we got another question for you.
Hi, VZ.
It was so far. It was so far done.
When is the next PHH hip hop cruise?
Say that one more time.
When is the next PHH hip hop cruise?
We're actually working on that now. I believe that what we're doing. We had a meeting earlier. So those that's on the phone, you're probably going to hear it. The next cruise is probably going to be in January again because we have to make it affordable to the CHH and the gospel hip-hop community. Because if I take it in July like I wanted to, then the prices are way up and people wouldn't be able to pay in that fast to get it done. But they're trying to give us like 11 months for people to be able to pay in to be on the next cruise, which is pretty dope because if you do the math and get it right, you can pay $50 a month. $50 every 2 weeks to get your cruise paid for to be a part of this. I'm telling everybody that's a hip-hop artist, that's a producer, that's a songwriter, you do not want to miss being a part of this cruise because the information that we're given along with GH3, which is MC Nice, God's House of Hip-Hop on Dance Radio, and some of the other panelists, is stuff that you would never know. I'm going to tell you this now. We had all the people in the room. We asked certain questions. 99.9.8 people didn't raise their hands because they didn't know anything about what we was talking about.
Is that right?
I'm just
being for real. And so there was a few that raised their hands, and there was the rest of them was like, what? You should have saw their mouths dropping in their faces and, you know, everything. And that's what we did it for, was to help them, to help the community. Oh, my gosh, to be able to let them know it's more than that. You can't just drop your song on iTunes and think that you made it. You can do all
that's
the
right.
promotions in the world, but you're not going to get the rest of the stuff that's due to you or the accolades. You would never be at the Grammys. You would never be at the Stellas. You'd never be at the Doves. So now they have an opportunity to still be a part of them situations at this time because they have the information now to be able to walk and walk in the fullness of God and what the fullness of what he is teaching us. That's why he tells us to study and show our self-approval. So sometimes, and then the industry ain't going to give you these tools and give you the things that we gave out. They're not going to tell you about none of the stuff that we talked about. But in order for you to get this stuff, you need to get your hineys on the cruise and come and enjoy your new family.
Yes, that's a powerful testimony. I'm back there, powerful testimony. Yes. I'm happy to hear it, to be able to listen to it, because so many times we don't have that camaraderie or that concert of thought that you have been able to instill. So I have a question for you. For other generations, what impact, that's been a major question tonight, what impact are you having, say, on the... that's a powerful testimony.
I'm back there, powerful testimony. Go ahead.
How do you bridge the gap between, let's say, the AARP members and the AARP? Wait a minute. Hold on.
You know, I'm
AARP?
Hey, I'm ready.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
If you were
in the building for the actual concert.
Let me answer that. So I'm going to bridge the gap right now. So for the saints, the mothers, the fathers, the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists, the prophets, or whoever you want to call in your ministry that you are, you tell me the difference between a preacher, a singer, and a hip-hop artist.
Okay.
there is no difference but the delivery and how the style that they deliver it. So they're still speaking the word. That is the gap bridger. So as we were in the hip on the hip-hop cruise, so you guys can understand, there was older white couples, there was black couples, there was Hispanic couples, there was Puerto Rican couples. There was any every ethnic that you can find was on that boat. They was worshiping God, and these people were 60 and 70 years old. They said they've never heard the gospel music. They never heard gospel music in their lives. They never heard gospel music in their lives to this point, and they enjoyed it. They're the ones that went back and told Carnival and told the director that it touches their life and blesses. They were the ones raising their hands. They were the ones raising their hands. It was like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones raising their hands and praising God with the hip hop artists. Couldn't believe it. And listening. And everybody that was on the ship, you heard every word. It wasn't no mumbling. It wasn't to where you didn't understand. You heard every word that they was talking about, and it touched people's lives. So instead of judging, because guess what? The word changes daily, but it stays the same. So the reason I say that, you can read one scripture every day and get a different definition out of it. So the problem is we need to quit. We need to stop judging the hip-hop artists, the trap music, the CCM, the gospel people. We need to stop that, because think about it. Every time a pastor get up there and God said, and let us be, and we go, that's what I'm rapping to. So understand that one. So you're rapping just as well as that. Or you get a choir member to Jesus, Jesus, won't you come and take me up? That's rapping too. So what you need to do is turn around and figure out and understand and allow this movement, because guess what? We're losing our youth. We're losing people in my age because they're kind of the same old guy. Be old. I'm just a realist. I'm telling the truth. And if we don't start allowing this and bringing this into that church and into the ministries, what's going to happen? They're going to still have the 10 people that's at their church, and it's not going to grow.
Right. You're absolutely
right. That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons your grandkids don't come to church with you. That's one of the reasons your kids don't come to church with you, because that you have to change with the times. You have to change. You have to have that movement. It's a movement. Guess what? When you got in church, they were doing something different. And now they're doing something different, and you're still in the same seat, on the same side of the church, giving the same $2, your building fund, and the building funds are not going. The building is still the same for 70 years. That's because we're not allowing God and the movement of God to change. The seasons change. You're supposed to change with the seasons.
Along so well on the cruise, right? Mm-hmm. And then once we get back home, we fall right back in the same trap.
Yeah, we got to not fall back into those traps.
protocol is everybody's welcome, because we all are ministers in the God's sight. So the information is info@rwmsgroup. Our Facebook is Right Way Management Sound Group on Facebook. You can be a part of it. You can call the radio station. You can call our business number, which is rwmsgroup, you know, @gmail.com. You can actually do that. You actually can go to the main number to hit is info. Well, the main email is info@rwmsgroup. I'm not going to give my personal number out because it's already blowing up. But
please
info@rwmsgroup.com. And you can hit our Instagram and Twitter, which is rwmsgroup as well. And so there will be some stuff on our page that we're going to be posting, talking about the cruise. I know that most of the artists that was on the cruise is like, we're coming back, because it was dope. There's no way you can have a concert, a vacation, educational point, and all of this at one time. And the craziest part is the collaboration between the artists. It was free collaboration. Come and be on my song. Come and sing this hook. Come and do this. It's a family.
Yeah, completely.
Well, I will tell you this. I will most definitely be on that next cruise. But again, mm-hmm. I'm so welcome and chilling with y'all. This is amazing because I know one thing about a cruise, and I know for me, I always give me a room,
mm-hmm.
At least on the 9th or the 10th floor.
I want a balcony.
Hey, Mike, I want to be by the pool.
That's where you have your room close to the door.
Well, you know they do room service for free. You know, I mean, you can tip them if you want to, but they have to deliver that to your room free, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So it's amazing. I'll tell you how dope it was. I'm going to tell you how dope it was. Even our travel agent is like, I'm on this next cruise.
Yep.
This is really for real.
She says she's coming through. On the next group.
I am most definitely going to be sharing the information on my page. This is just amazing because I know a lot of Christian hip-hop artists and gospel artists that are looking to be a part of a cruise to get the word out. And promotional-wise, marketing-wise, your music just went international.
Yeah,
So did we tell you guys that? I had my headliners. I had my headliners who I was going to do, and then we had the showcase artists, and we had the beach party. So, but I was sitting at the house one day, and God was like, you got enough time. And I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. And he said, you have enough time. And that kept hitting me. And I finally got it. You have enough time to bless every artist on the ship to be international.
So they're now international.
They all the international artists, the DJs are international DJs.
That's it. You're automatically an international artist, and you come back with that title.
To do the Oprah.
You're
international.
You're international.
The funny thing, even the DJs that came and spent for us, they're actually international DJs now because they actually spent in the Bahamas.
That's right.
They did. They said did what they had to do. So it made it great.
Yeah. And we got the stylish DJ sitting in the studio. You know, he's RWMS. Sweet DJ.
DJ Stylish.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, check this out. But check this what I'm going to do. Hey, I'm getting off the line because I'm ready. All my other people, they need to call in because you need to hear the testimonies and how they bless. So I'm not holding up the line. You might have to put two or three people on the line, Michael, not just one. So you can get them off.
Okay.
They're beeping
in.
We can
do that.
So let's go ahead and
get everybody.
Let's open the lines up flooded.
Let's do this. We're going to bring everybody on, but mute your phone until we tell you to go ahead and unmute it. We're going to bring everybody on. So, Miracle, right now, since you've been on, mute your phone. You're live. Bree, go ahead and mute your phone, but we'll bring you back. You haven't been on yet. Monique, she hasn't been on, right?
Nope.
Mute your phone. You're live. Son of Faith, you already been on. Just mute your phone. And VZ, you can stay on and mute your phone or however you want to do it. You say you're going to hang up so somebody can call in?
You know, I don't ever go on mute. I stay alive. No.
Okay. Jarrell, everybody's live. So you call them out, and when she calls your name, you mute your phone. I mean, unmute your phone, and we're going to talk to you live here on the network.
So, Miracle, you have been on the phone the longest. You have held on. You have showed us exactly that, you know, basically whatever you go through, you can testify that you are a miracle, sir. Are live directly. So speak to us. Tell us what's going on, how you felt about the cruise and everything like that. Give us the details.
Phenomenal. The cruise was phenomenal. I love it. Mm. God is just moving. Got all these brand new friends and family, brothers and sisters, camaraderie. It's wonderful. Just the feeling. We're still glowing from that.
Was this your first cruise, or this you've been on a cruise before?
Actually, this was my third cruise, but this was the first time I had prayed to God. Last cruise, I prayed to God. I said, God, I want to get up there and minister for you. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to get up there and minister. And lo and behold, he answered my prayers within 1 year.
Wow.
So, that was awesome. That was awesome. I appreciate the opportunity.
Good. Bree, unmute your phone. We have 4 minutes, you guys, so we're trying to run through everybody just to see what your actual testimony is. Bree, are you there? Miss Smile.
Miss Smile.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hey,
hey,
Bree.
Hey, what's happening?
So give us a brief description of what you felt the cruise did for your life. Well, how did it change you? What was the most impactful moment?
There you go. That's the question.
You know what? I just want to make a little comment to what you guys said about the governmental shutdown. Let me say something. There may be governmental shutdown in the White House, but the government of God in God's house is rising. And that's what this cruise was all about. It was the government of God that came in, and we tore down strongholds. We built connections. We're establishing relationships. And it was literally the remnant of God that is rising. I got to meet all of, like, God's chosen people and create and establish beautiful relationships with them. And that was my favorite part.
Woo! Yes. I love it. Free.
Bree going to be preaching in about 6 months. She going to be preaching, y'all. Monique, unmute your phone.
Monique.
So tell us about your most impactful moment on the cruise, Monique.
Okay, I have a couple. The first one was when we were on Nassau, and we were waiting for everything to get set up. My mom and I were able to witness to this guy that was getting iced and led him to the Lord. And that was so awesome, and we called Leroy over just to try to follow up with him. So he got saved right there. And then also the panel was probably one of my favorite parts because it was just like what VZ was saying. We learned so much stuff we didn't know to be able to reap the fruit of our labor. And
right.
To have that understanding, have all of that knowledge was so good, and I'm so appreciative of that because I'm just going to apply that and do what I can to make sure I've got all my ducks in a row. And because this is what, you know, all of us believe God's called us to do, and I do believe that we should be funded and that our gifts and our callings are going to bring in the finances for us to survive and thrive and be able to continue to spread the gospel. So the panel was probably one of my favorite parts. And then just the connections, like everyone is saying, the unity was so amazing. There was no competition amongst none of us. There was no drama with anyone. And it was just amazing, just the unity. And that really is the picture of the body of Christ and how the body of Christ is supposed to be.
That's cool. Now, Harmony is not here. So, the Stylus DJ, give us real quick. What was the most impactful moment for you? Because you were DJing, you were doing a lot of things, you were working the crew with me. You know, what's up?
To be able to watch it from behind, to watch everybody be able to be in the presence of the Lord and watch their emotions and the belief that they showed is the most impactful moment that I experienced.
Wow.
Because I really express it the way they could because I had to focus on another level, but to watch them gave me the joy that I needed from that, and that was most for me.
Wow. Well, you guys, again, you are tuned in directly to Michael J. and Tamika.
And celebration.
So, you guys, we basically took over their whole entire radio segment. I am here directly. We're talking about the CHH and GHH cruise. I want to thank Maid Sacred, Jarrell Golden, Harmony, Resurrection, Samuel Brown, a.k.a. Miracle, Monique Dillion, Brothers Keepers, Bree Smiles, Jackpot in Spirit, J. Will, Sheila A., DJ B., B4EY,
all right.
Leroy Butler, Crystal Cherie, Son of Faith, E-Hood, PZ, MC Nice, Certification, K-Styles, Angel Britt,
Crystal Cherie.
And the DJ, and DJ Don. Thank you, guys. you guys. Hey, if we didn't get you guys this time, we're going to get you next time.
Just have, since everybody's live, unmute your phone and say, woo, or something. Give us a little
everybody
call.
Say, 1, 2, 3,
go.
Jesus. Jesus.
Go ahead. Bring it. Jesus.
I got one more thing to say.
I love you guys. Of course, you know I'll talk to you whenever I talk to you. I'll see you every day, whatever. I love you. Bye.
Thank you for hanging in there with us. Just tell them all on getting them all off the phone. Thank you for tuning in for Facebook Live. You had fun? I had a great time.
Hey, I'll come back. This is awesome.
We're going to keep doing this. We're going to get our studio situated. This is our makeshift studio right now. We're going to get into one of the studios around here where you're going to have a blast. And when we invite you here,
every time you come through,
it's on and it's all wait
a minute. Let them tell you over there, too. Just say, I'm messing up.
What you doing?
I'm trying to get the thing.
Put your big old fingers out of the way.
Wait. I'm trying to turn it around. There you go. Here y'all. Say something.